This is 89.9 KUNM and KUNM HD Albuquerque Santa Fe, a public service of the University of New Mexico. Also broadcasting on KRRT 90.9 Arroyo Seco Taos, KRRE 91.9 Las Vegas, KRAR 91.9 Española, and KBOM 88.7 Socorro. Music playlist, live streaming, and more online at KUNM.org.
Support for KUNM programming comes in part from our contributing listeners and by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Y usted está escuchando Raíces. Estamos en el programa de hoy con varias partes, en especial para usted. Primero comenzamos con música chicana, con The Chicano Batman Band y nuestro colaborador Moisés Santos. Y ahora, en la segunda parte del programa, vamos a hablar con nuestro invitado especial hoy, Colin Diles, o Diles Hazelbaker, acerca del hip hop en Cuba, o el proyecto El Hip Hop Está Vivo en Cuba. Mi nombre es Cristina Bachín y nos puede dejar sus mensajes al 277-5615 o a nuestra página web KUNM Radio, KUNM Radio, en nuestro anuncio sobre el programa. This afternoon, we're having our special guest, Colin Diles Hazelbaker. Welcome, Diles or Diles.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for bringing this topic to our show. And we're going to talk about the Hip Hop Alive in Cuba project, or Hip Hop Está Vivo en Cuba, especially because you have been there in the 12th Symposium of Hip Hop in this last August, wasn't it?
Yes. It was a great experience. I was fortunate enough to go with a very strong team, an organizer by the name of Alexander Scott, and a filmmaker out of New York named Steve Thompson. And we were able to gain some funding and bring down some other artists out of Oakland, California, one of which being DJ Latis. She's originally from Cuba. And so this was the second time she was able to come back and revisit Cuba. And the purpose, we had an ambitious goal to go down and film a documentary film and record a whole album in 10 days. So
we That's had a very long, American thing.
Right. A lot of long nights, and we really put in a lot of work. But yeah, even people down there were saying we had an ambitious project ahead of us. So,
but it looks you were able to achieve it.
We did, yeah. And now that some of the political landscape has changed, we had to maybe shift our thesis a little bit, but we're back on track now. So the documentary film is in progress and the album is almost finished. So
almost finished. And you
post-production, I should say, because everything was recorded down there during the 10 days.
Wow. So we're going first to give a glance to our, like a glance through a year to our listeners with one of the songs. This is just the fresh part, I might say. This Equilibrium or El Equilibrio song. This just produced this week, isn't it?
Yes, it just released, trying to gain a little traction to, you know, promote the film and whatnot. But we wanted to also just showcase these, there's a lot of strong women participating in hip-hop in Cuba, and so we wanted to start off our campaign, our promotional campaign, showcasing these strong women. So it also was a track that featured Karen Less from Oakland, so we wanted to show that true collaboration of, you know, our Cuba Estados Unidos collaboration we were able to pull off.
Well, we're going to share with our listeners this song, Equilibrio, featuring Yadira La Real. Mm-hmm. I'm just making them, all them, my friends in Facebook. Africa Reina Bebe and Karen Less. After that, we let our listeners to follow the lyrics because, as we know, one of the strongest part of this genre is that the lyrics has lots of things to say.
Absolutely.
Let's let them figure out what is this song about, and then we'll go back to this topic and who are the artists and more.
Yo, yo, this in the feet, Africa. No podemos, el espacio creo que lo merecemos. Tanto porque fuerza, también tenemos un respeto. Porque serio es lo que hacemos. ¿Qué sería sin nosotras? Pureza cuenta gota.
And we were listening in this song, Equilibrio, featuring Yadira La Real Africa, Reina Bebe and Karen Les. And in this song, we were just to show in a little bit this project that is almost done of Hip Hop Alive in Cuba project. What can you tell us about this song and why did you choose this one as the first one to release the album?
Well, we were just really impressed by the presence of so many females participating in hip hop down there. And so we really wanted to showcase that. And, you know, it's just, it's amazing, the talent. And it happened to be the song we used for our first teaser of a trailer teaser we have online on YouTube. And so it's kind of just been a song we've kind of run with. But, you know, mostly really just to showcase that feminine energy and the need for it in hip hop.
In this symposium, which is the 12th, I was surprised about how many times they have been working, and also went back to see who were the organizers. And there is also a governmental agency, La Agencia de Rap Cubana, involving in this symposium as well. So this, it looks that hip hop, it has been for a long time developing in Cuba. What was your impression about it?
You know, very humbled and inspired. Right off the bat, we connected with artists, you know, so we were right on the ground floor working with people and listening to what they had already produced and some of the albums they had. It was just amazing what they're pulling off. The level of production and the professionalism is really, really high quality. But I'm not surprised because, you know, they were receiving radio wavelengths in the late 80s. And so they've been in the hip hop movement for a long time. And they really do take pride in it, and they really are sharp in their craft. So it's really impressive. And like I said, I was humbled again and again every day, going into people's studios and their home setups and then hearing what they're producing and seeing music videos that are a lot surpassed quality of what I see here in the States a lot even. It's just very impressive.
So can we say that there is a hip-hop Cubano more than hip-hop we know? It has been like founded in the U.S., but with lots of different other influences. And my guess is when I was listening the tracks you sent, is like Cubans are making their own hip-hop.
Absolutely, and they have been for a long time. And, you know, you hear the whole spectrum. You'll hear a lot of what's trendy here in the States. You'll hear that down there, too. And then, again, you'll hear a lot of very unique Cuban-influenced music there, too, and a lot of Afro-Cuban and a lot of that, too, so...
So it's lots of layers on it.
A lot of flavors, yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's not only the lyrics that we can highlight, it's also the musicality of it, of this poesía cantada. How about going to another topic, to another song? We know that hip-hop is rooted in social justice, in political point of views, in being outspoken about that. How about featuring Bloqueo?
Yes, a really timely topic, and we really wanted to gain perspective from these artists on the situation that's been, you know, the embargo and the blockade that's been between the United States and Cuba. Mm-hmm. And so this song really addresses that, and you can really get a insider's perspective from some Cuban artists on how they feel about that topic. So
thank you so much for bringing this song, and we're going to listen Bloqueo featuring Pedro Academia with K, Temba, Conciencia with Cien with the number, Positivo Siempre, and África Reina.
Quítame bloqueo una semana, a ver qué mentira me vas a meter mañana. Quítame bloqueo una semana, a que no me duerma con los cuentos de la nana. Quítame bloqueo una semana, a ver qué mentira me vas a meter mañana. Quítame bloqueo una semana.
I love this one. And this was what we were listening again is part of this project that is featuring El Hip Hop Está Vivo or Hip Hop Alive in Cuba project. Our guest today is Colin Dyles Hazelbaker, actually a local producer so from Central Root. And we are sharing these songs as a little, not little, big, fresh pearls for our listeners from this album. And in this case, we were listening Bloqueo or Blockade, and it's a song that discusses about the aftermath of El Embargo. And also, Take Me Away. This is in the lyrics telling, like, take me away, the blockade, for 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
1 week.
And let's see who the liar is what they're saying. But,
yeah,
you know,
and let me know what are the next tales.
Right. So... You know, and it's we need to push forward on this normalization, and that's something we're really trying to push with this project. And, you know, Obama made some strides, but not enough. And, you know, it's a complicated situation, but there's just not enough. They're just too oppressed down there in so many ways, you know, and just finding goods, you know, it's hard to find things around town. You can't get a sponge if you want, for instance. So you had to get an extension cord one day. It took 2 days and can't find that. And going to the grocery stores and seeing, and you know, they need more goods around. Just to, there's a lot of layers to it, of course. But
was this your first visit in Cuba?
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What was your impression about it?
I fell in love. It captured my soul and my spirit, and it's the first time I've come home to Albuquerque and felt homesick for somewhere else. You know, it had a lot to do with the people, though. They're so welcoming and craving interaction from outside, you know, the outside world, and so I felt just right at home. And of course, Spanish is such a beautiful language, and the people were so beautiful, and it was amazing. It's just kind of another level of humanity. We're so caught up in technology here that it was really refreshing to have the phone off, and when you connect with people, really kind of be on a more human level, you know. So that's something that I cherish, that they really still have intact down there.
I'm happy to hear that, because I have been there a while ago in Cuba, and I also had that impression. Mm-hmm. Like I was telling you before, sometimes we feel like desperate, frustrated with humanity in mm-hmm. general. And I used to say, when you are feeling that, just go to Cuba or just go to Uruguay, another place where you can reconnect with people, reconnect with that feeling that we still have as human beings, community, connect, embrace those kind of things that are basic things we need, especially to build. And this time we need to build it even more.
That's beautiful. Yes, that's wow.
How about featuring another song to our listeners? Which one would you prefer, Revolución or Habana 8-14-16?
It's still in a draft in progress. Let's do the Havana.
The Havana?
This one kind of just lends to the spirit of collaboration that is so evident there too, you know, and people, the community really comes together and they accept criticism from each other and really work through a song or a project. And that was really refreshing too, because I think more and more here in the States, we're relying on internet connections and things like that to pass tracks back and forth. And it was refreshing to see, you know, 20 of us in a room collaborating and having thoughts and going back and forth. So it was really cool.
And also this kind of experience you were telling, when I first listened this, I thought that you mixed these people in your studio. Mm-hmm. And instead, they are all together in the same place,
right.
Which means actually a work of a team, a work of connecting themselves, a dialogue among themselves. In this case, in Havana 8-14-16, which is 14 de agosto de 2016, it's 14 de August.
I'm sorry, that's just the way I date
okay.
tracks.
So it's the day of the track.
That's
okay.
The day it was made, yeah.
Okay, so it's very fresh.
It is, yeah.
So in this case, we are going to feature Africa Reina Bebé, Pedro Academia, Temba, and Del Brujo. And in this, then we'll talk about a little bit of this song.
Joe, Centro Bar Studio, de Temba, África, Mr. Pedro, el Brujo, sin equipaje, sin paso de hip hop cubano, ya tú sabes cómo es, el hip hop aquí no ha muerto, hermano.
And we were sharing with you music from the Hip Hop Alive in Cuba project. El Hip Hop Está Vivo en Cuba. This is Raíces Show. And this afternoon, we are featuring songs from this album. My name is Cristina Bachín, and I am with Colin Dials, Hazel Baker. And thank you for staying with us this afternoon, Dials or Diles.
Thank you. Thank you again. This has been fun.
And we were listening from this album that is almost ready, Havana. And in this song, you're featuring Africa Reina, Pedro Academia, Temba, and El Brujo. Can you tell us a little bit more about these artists and what were they doing these days? You were working with them with the documentary and this album?
Yes, the organizer, Alexander Scott, had made friends with Temba and Pedro, who featured on that song early in the year in February of this year. And so they were really really essential in connecting us with more of the scene when we got down there and started filming the documentary and doing recording sessions. So they really helped get a lot of, like I said, more of the scene around. So just really talented people. You're just amazing. You know, every day that song was done in 7 hours in Central Havana at our hotel, or not hotel. We were staying in an apartment. But we would just set up a mobile recording studio in the living room, and Pedro and Temba just really kept bringing, you know, talent around. And so we were, it was really easy, actually. We recorded 4 full songs the first day there. And
when dialogue is possible.
It's amazing, yeah. And so, boy, you heard some poetry there too, Brujo and Africa. Very, you know, very talented poets, and poetry is very popular in Havana too. So, kind of like New Mexico, you know, we have a big hip hop scene here, and yeah, real into poetry. So, I was felt right at home in Havana.
I was wondering, talking about New Mexico, that you also produce Asliani.
Yes,
this artist that she's not here anymore in New Mexico, but she was raised and living in Albuquerque for a while. What's the connection between, let's say, La Yadira La Real, Africa, La Reina, and Asliani? I was surprised, the producer doing this, like featuring these three strong women in first thing in the hip hop in Cuba. And then I was looking to your product, to your work as a producer. And again, you are featuring a strong woman with a strong lyrics like Asliani.
Yes, you know, she's a great woman. And we connected here in Albuquerque, as we often all do here. It's so easy, you know, it's a very small city, really. Especially when you get into the hip hop and music scenes. But I think she approached me about some beats, some music, and she came to my studio and we worked out a deal and did, I think I produced 3 songs on her album. And I just really impressed with what she was doing and working with kids and, you know, being able to sing and rap bilingually was really something I was into. And just a testament to Albuquerque, really. There's so many great artists that are either from here or transplant here at some point. So it's really a good epicenter to be, you know, for connecting with talent.
So, Colin, I want to thank you for being with us. Colin Tiles Hazelbaker. If our listeners want to know about more about this project, Hip Hop Alive in Cuba, or Hip Hop Está Vivo in Cuba, where can they find more information?
So right now the main place would be hiphopestavivoincuba.bandcamp.com. And that's one of the songs that was played today, Equilibrio, is up available there to check out more. The documentary is still in works, but if you were to search in YouTube, Hip Hop Está Vivo in Cuba, we've got some teasers, trailers that are coming out, and some behind-the-scenes footage is going to be coming soon. So
we're going to share with our listeners La Revolución, this song that is featuring Conciencia, Positivo Siempre, El Individual y Renovación Urbana. And after that, we're going to share with our listeners, if it's possible, if all the technology works, the teaser of the documentary you're working with about this project.
Okay, great. Cool.
What a strong song, isn't it? And thank you, Colin Dials Hazelbaker, for bringing this work and sharing with us these fresh pearls from the album to be released, El Hip Hop Está Vivo en Cuba.
Thank you so much for having me and sharing the tunes, and thank you to everyone that was involved in the project, and I'm very grateful for the experience.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thanks to you. And also to highlight that Colin Dials Hazelbaker is a local producer. He is working with this amazing project featuring the artists of hip hop in Cuba, like Yadira La Real, Africa Reina, Bebe, Karen Les, who was collaborating in this work, Pedro Academia, Temba Conciencia, Positivo Siempre, y El Individual, Renovación Urbana, y El Brujo. I think I mentioned all of them that were featured today, but
right,
I guess you have more in your
absolutely
archives. So if you want to know more about this project, again, what's the website where they can...
hiphopestavivoencuba.bandcamp.com.
Thank you so much. I'm going to share with you another work that we just mentioned during the interview that Diles produced, which is Asliani. She was living in Albuquerque, New Mexico for a while, and this is her work on medicina.